On our program today, visiting with Michaela Keenitz. He is the CEO of the Boone County Hospital. Michaela, thanks for visiting with us this month.
Thanks for taking the time with us, Jim.
I know it's been busy. We've come out of the summertime, headed into the back-to-school time, and you guys are into a new fiscal year. And things, at least I know from the report that the board got a chance to hear recently from Carl, that actually... Pretty solid, pretty stable. People always like to know, how are we doing, you know, because they always hear different things. But we're pretty stable financial position right now.
Yeah, very stable financial position. We ended the year positive. We did it was an exceptional year for us. I think that starting the new year has been kind of slow volume-wise, which is kind of typical of July. But we continue to see inpatient census decrease, as do, I think, a lot of other hospitals in the healthcare system, and outpatient continues to increase. And so July was slow, but August is really picking up with getting back to school. I think there's a lot of vacations and people gone, and I just think it kind of follows the school year calendar, sure. Which is, you know, sort of interesting that healthcare sort of does that. But I think we're on the uptick now.
And we're getting to that time of the year where you say, don't forget to go get your flu your flu shot and COVID, whatever else they've got going right now, too.
Yeah, so. Very shortly here, all of that should be starting up. I think probably early September we'll be getting the flu vaccine. And so I'm still trying to determine what COVID vaccine is going to look like this year with it no longer being provided by the government but becoming provided by manufacturers. And so trying to still work out what the details of that are going to look like as well.
So, well, we'll deal with it as all that information comes forward. But I know in the meantime, you guys at the hospital, it's, again, you've been busy doing a lot of other things. I did want to, because the last time when we had visited, you were just wrapping up the Food for Kids program. And I know that's, that really actually turned out to be pretty good. And you had a lot of different community support, too.
Yeah, it turned out to be excellent. We had gave out over 740 bags of food, and I believe over 20 boxes of family boxes of food. We had partnerships with Fairway and Hy-Vee and the market in Madrid. In addition, our volunteer staff through our auxiliary, and then our own staff helped quite a bit with that. We partnered with the schools, and then through our partnerships with the grocery stores, folks in our community were able to donate to it, and that was really huge. And so I think that, you know, with talking about over 740 bags of food went out to homes this summer, I think that's really demonstrates the need, and we're really, you know, grateful and appreciative that we were able to step up and lead such an endeavor this summer.
Yeah, that was one of those things, too, and it came up fairly quickly because we were already hitting into the summer months, and there was just, someone said, we've got a need out here, and you were able to get it pulled together. So that was good news.
Yeah, I think it worked out really good. They did have kind of a short lead time, but it was able to pull together nicely. And I think there was some excess food, and so we've donated that all out to the schools and in the food pantries so that they can continue to use that stuff in the backpacks the school year for the backpack program.
Oh, yeah. They will, too.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. 5-star rating. Let's talk about it. I know that's one that you are more than excited about.
I am super excited about our 5-star rating. So I think just after we talked last month, we received notification that we got a 5-star rating from CMS, which is the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. And so the 5-star rating is indicative of the quality that the level of quality care that you get here at Boone County Hospital. And so what they do is they look at various domains of quality, and then they rank the hospitals against each other. And so we were one of 8 hospitals in Iowa to get the 5-star rating. And I think that the senior team here believes it's the first time that Boone County Hospital has ever gotten a 5-star rating. And so we were one of 8. We were one of 3 critical access hospitals and one of 2 in our area. The other is the VA Medical Center in Des Moines. And so it's really exciting. And I think what it does is it really, you know, helps deliver that message to the community that you can get really good quality health care right here at home. And so we're really proud of that. What they do is they have some time frames for these different domains that they look at. And so this ranking is actually based on various time spans throughout 2019 to 2022.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it has to do with the care that we give to patients with pneumonia and COPD, how many people came to our ER and left without being seen. So they kind of look at all that and rank you against each other. And so it's a really big deal, and we're really proud of it. We did a big celebration with our staff, I think, a couple of weeks ago now, and then we'll continue to do a lot of promoting of the five-star rating throughout this year and you know, hopefully see where we land next year, and I'm hoping that we stay there in the five-star rating. So it's very exciting. Our staff are super excited, and, you know, all of this is because of our staff and our providers. It's very very dependent on the care that they give and the care that patients receive. And so I think it says a lot about our team. And I'm just really proud of them.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not just, like you said, it's the metrics you use over a couple of years almost. So that's a challenge. That means staff consistently is performing and providers performing at a very high level.
Absolutely. And it means that, you know, when we educate on things and we help them continue to increase their knowledge base, and I think also it really demonstrates how much they care about those patient outcomes. You know, they really want to see people do well. People have a shorter length of stay here when they have pneumonia. It costs us less to provide pneumonia care. And so I think that, you know, this really shows consistently, like you said, consistently that our staff are working really hard on making sure patients have good outcomes.
So challenge now is to keep it at that level. So
yes,
we'll keep our fingers crossed. I know, because it doesn't just it doesn't happen. Now, again, it's a long term commitment to success doing that. And yep. And I know, among others, you did get wound care. They were recognized, patient satisfaction there, and that's a shared effort that we do with Mary Greeley. But we've got some really good providers there and nurses that make it work.
Yeah, they do a great job. Restorix is the company that both Mary Greeley and Boone County Hospital works with to provide wound care. And we got the Restorix Patient Satisfaction Award. And in order to get that, we had to achieve 96% or higher patient satisfaction. And so I think people are really happy with the care that they're getting here. And so, like you said, we have a great team of people. We've got Dr. Teal in there. We've got Mallory Bender. We've got Dr. Erickson in there, and a whole great team of nurses. And so I think that really makes a difference. And patients, you know, they come back to the wound clinic repeatedly. And so I think they're able to really build those relationships. And I think, you know, you just see the difference in the smaller organization with relationship building and really caring about patients. And so, you know, these awards reflect all of that.
Well, I did want to ask, because I know at the recent meeting, we did have a couple of presentations. One, again, was on the emergency department, ED, and we know you're looking for some personnel there, but Carla did give a presentation to the board and did touch on a little bit on some of the training that is going on, or training that they try to do, basically like a mass casualty type situations. Of course, we see all the news stories and you go, well, what would happen if it was here? Well, they see that and they think about it. How do we do this and how do we do it right? I know they're working with Mark Addy on a lot of it. And this is just about any hospital. You have to be prepared.
Yeah, I think that all the hospitals work really hard on disaster preparedness, and whether, you know, you're preparing for a tornado or a school bus accident or some other type of mass casualty incident. And so you're right that we see a lot of stuff on the news. And so our team has been spending a lot of time not just drilling those types of things, but making sure that, you know, we're focusing on safety for patients, safety for staff, making sure that our building is safe and that, you know, we have the right doors locked after hours and those kind of things, just to make sure that the staff that are here are safe. And so we're doing a lot of work on that, a lot of work to eliminate workplace violence. So a lot of that stuff kind of wraps together. Mark is the leader of our safety committee here, and so he does a nice job of leading the team to, you know, think about those things and kind of think outside the box on what would happen and what are the safest areas and where do you go and what do and those kind of things. And so we have been working with Mary Greeley to send all of our staff through a de-escalation training called EVADE. And so that's kind of, you know, how you respond if an individual, you know, tries to you know, get control of you in some way.
Yeah.
So that's what that training is for. And then we did send two nurses to ALICE training, which is active shooter training. And so that was a train the trainer training that was put on through the county here. And so we are able to start getting some classes set up for them to train our other folks on what to do in that situation. And I did a lot of training on that at my previous employment. And, you know, it's scary to think about, but it is something that you should think about. And you should, you know, at that time, if something like that happens, it would be really scary, but you have those little nuggets of, oh yeah, I learned this. And so I think that helps in those times when we have to jump into action quickly. So hopefully we'll be able to get that out to all of our staff as well.
Yeah. And I'm thinking probably one of the important things when we run into situations, say we were to run into it here or, again, any other rural hospital, it's all the communication between the different agencies to make it work.
Absolutely. And, you know, we work really hard with our law enforcement agencies and the other agencies out in the county. And so one thing that we do is we try to make sure that, you know, they know what our entrances are. And we have our entrances numbered now and things like that, so they know exactly where to go. I think that's really important in times of panic that we can get that help that we need and they know exactly where the incident is occurring. So we've been doing a lot of work on that too. As I've been kind of talking about the building security, we've been doing a lot of work to make sure that the other agencies know our building and know where we need help.
Well, one of the other presentations, I know Sarah Bain was there, had a couple of her board members there, a couple of new people that are on her board. But for the foundation, it was their annual report, and I know they try to keep communication open with the board about different things that are going on. And again, we've had a pretty successful, well, 30-some years it's been going now. And I know that she's been talking with you about some of the different things to take a look at. How do we focus on building the endowment and things like that? And again, it's an integral part to our operations.
Yeah, I think the foundation has had a really successful year. Sarah and Rachel do a wonderful job of leading it. You know, she has talked to me a lot about the foundation endowment. And so one of the things that we talked about is what would our fund-a-need project be this year? Because the last couple of years, there's been a project. There was a therapy project and a safe room. And unfortunately, those things are running a little bit behind schedule. So it's a little bit challenging to say, let's start another project when they're not fully completed yet. And so I think what we're going to try to do is continue to grow the endowment so that, you know, we can contribute back in whatever ways needed, and then next year we'll pick a new fund to need, and hopefully we'll know a lot more about our capital project by next year, and we'll be able to work on that further. So, yeah, she is doing a great job, and the foundation has been really successful, and you know they helped coordinate our volunteers, and so they just do a great job for the hospital and giving back to us.
I was also going to say they're kind of picking up the reins on the Be the Light, aren't they?
They are. They are the leader of the project Be the Light, and they'll be the fiscal agent for that. And so that's a really nice way to give back to the community. We see a lot of community giving to the foundation, and so I think it's really nice to see that reciprocation back into the community. And so she's doing a lot of meetings and planning and whatnot to get that really up and rolling. And so that's going to be really exciting and new for next year. I think she also mentioned yesterday that the Breakfast with Santa will be back in person this year. And, you know, whether we like it or not, Christmas is in about 4 months here. So 4 months from today, actually. So
real soon.
Yeah, so she's really starting to work on that and really thinking about, you know, what that will mean for the community. I think our atrium is set up a little bit differently now since the last time it's been in person. And so we've been doing some thinking about how that will play out this year. But we're excited to get it back in person.
Well, I like many, or many, did receive a letter from you that said Dr. Teal retired. Of course, we already kind of knew this was coming. Dr. Teal in March, Dr. Logan in August, in about a year.
Yeah, they're both retiring. We will miss them dearly. They're both great providers. Dr. Teal, like I said, he works in the clinic, and he works in the inpatient, and he just does a lot of things here. He does wound clinic, and then Dr. Logan does a lot of things here as well, and he's our chief of medical staff this year. So he's been really helpful to me with my start here, so we're really going to miss them. But we do have Dr. Gordon coming on. He'll be starting next year, August 1st, so we're really looking forward to him getting here and getting going. And we continue to work to recruit more family practice physicians to, you know, replace those two openings that we're going to have. And so that is a pretty time-consuming and big effort that's happening right now. Tacy Heiberger has been doing a lot of that work, and she's, I think, right now had 9 or 10 different prospective candidates that she's working with. And then I've been doing a lot of emergency room recruiting myself. So, you know, we're not looking forward to them retiring, but we are excited for them to get to retire and enjoy their, you know, their future. So yeah. I think they both have big plans.
I know that one of the things that, and I think we touched on it last time about at least when they started the process of taking a look about getting more family practitioners, because you have to plan ahead. You know that physicians will be retiring and taking a look or at backing off on some of the amount of their practice. But you had talked about using outside firms, recruiting firms, things like that. But we've kind of come right back to making that personal contact, and physicians are making some contact with you.
Yeah, you know, we do have a couple firms that we work with, but our best results have been through word of mouth, and we have had, you know, our providers reaching out to different various residency programs and or saying, you know, I worked with this person, I know this person was a student here, those kind of things. Or we're having other providers just reach out to us and say, hey, I like the model that you guys have, or I can do full spectrum care, I want to be able to do OB, and I want to be able to do all of these things, and I feel limited at other places. So there is a little bit of both going on, and those do seem to be the best candidates for us. And that does seem to be where we work out the actual finalized signed contract with those types of recruits more than the kind through a firm.
Because it gives them an opportunity. They get to come back. I know Dr. Chance is one of those. She was always making contact with people at Des Moines U. So.
Yeah. Yeah, she does that a lot, and she's very active in IHA, and so I think she knows a lot of people, and she is really good at doing some recruiting and saying, hey, would you want to come work at Boone County Hospital? So really grateful to have people like that on our team.
All right, let's a little bit. You mentioned you've been working more on the emergency side, the ED, and some interest there. I know because that's one of those where it is a high traffic area. I'm sorry, between the walk-in clinic and emergency room, that's generally where a lot of people go, and those are the areas where you're probably not having your best day when you go there.
Right. I mean, you know, the ER is an area where you're probably pretty sick if you're coming to the ER. We also have our walk-in clinic for the more, you know, kind of urgent stuff, but not quite as sick as the ER. But it's busy, and I think that, you know, for a lot of physicians, it's I either really enjoy that or I really don't enjoy that. And so trying to find, you know, the people that really like working in the emergency room, it's been a little bit challenging, but I'm starting to make a little bit of headway of a couple of good kind of local contacts that I've been working with. And so you know, I'm hopeful that here in the next couple of months we'll have more of a team built that staffs our emergency department that are employed here through Boone County Hospital versus using, you know, our staffing agency that we use right now part of the time.
And just so listeners know, you're also looking at some specialty areas as well, potentially to maybe get some collaborative agreements.
Yeah, we've been looking at growing some orthopedic services. We currently do have Iowa Ortho here, and they do an excellent job. They just are limited on the amount of time that they can be here. So we're kind of looking at that. And then also we are looking at urology. And so I know that urology has been a service that many people have asked us about and that people really want here. And so we made some contacts this week, and it looks like we probably will be moving forward with some type of urology outreach here. And so I'm hoping that that also leads to some surgical procedures that we can do here in the hospital, but at least getting the clinic here so that folks don't have to drive for that service. I think that will be really nice.
It's if they don't have to go far and they can get it at the specialty clinic here, that's what they will do. And we know that some places, our Iowa Ortho, some of the patients they get, it's just sometimes safer to do a surgical procedure elsewhere. But a lot of them are just done here or can be done here, too. So
yeah, the critical access hospitals can really do a lot of things. Of course, there are some things that we don't do, and we would never want to put a patient in a position where they didn't have their surgery in the safest place. So It's just one of those things where we need to look at what we're capable of doing and try to continue to grow those services.
All right. Well, I know we've got a lot of other things that'll be coming up, but running out of time, and I do appreciate you taking time to visit with us and keep us informed about what's going on at Boone County Hospital. And again, we're back to school time, so people drive with care out there, and let's not have any more heat waves if we can help.
Right. Thank you, Jim. Thank you so much.